To get where we're going, you have to pass through small town after small town and acres of cornfields. Reynolds, Indiana is a farm town of about 500 people. It's hard to find on most maps, and it's pretty easy to overlook. After all, there's only one gas station and three restaurants. But what Reynolds is doing is hard to overlook. Charlie Van Voort has lived there for a long time, and he's now the town president. He says the town is going to provide its own electricity, and it's not going to burn fossil fuels like coal or natural gas.
Town board meetings went from talking about the neighbor's dog in your yard to now talking about million-dollar decisions on what we're building.
What the town of Reynolds is building is a new power plant powered by the byproducts of the surrounding farms, chiefly pig poop. The plant will use technology to pull methane and other gases from animal and human waste. The gases will then power engines and steam turbines. Coming out on the other end is electricity and leftover solids, which can be used for fertilizer. Within just a few miles, there are 150,000 pigs. That makes for a lot of waste.
Well, this is the bacon.
Bill Schroeder is a local pig farmer. He's standing in the middle of 1,000 hogs. They're about knee-high and weigh around 300 pounds each. They're constantly eating and pooping.
They don't smell to me. Does it smell to you? When you walked in here, did you smell?
Actually, it did smell. But Schroeder thinks it smells like money. He says he's willing to give the waste his pigs produce to the town to turn into electricity. After the waste is processed, farmers will get a higher quality fertilizer back for their fields. But Schroeder says some farmers still might hesitate because they're not being paid for their pig waste.
There should be a return. Anytime you invest money, you expect a return. I mean, if you've got a CD in the bank, you expect a return on that CD. It's no different for investment in machinery, hog buildings, you know, or anything else.
Obviously, some of the financial incentives still have to be worked out. But Reynolds Town officials say there are good reasons besides money to take the town off the existing power grid. Right now, Reynolds gets its energy from coal. That puts a lot of carbon dioxide into the air. Methane processing produces less carbon dioxide than coal. Jody Snodgrass is managing director for Rose Energy. That's the company building the processing plant. He says the project has another environmental benefit. It reduces the amount of methane from pig manure that's released into the atmosphere because it's captured and used to make electricity.
The increase of methane causes increased cloud formation, also causes decreased ozone layer, and basically contributes to global warming, as does carbon dioxide and several other compounds. You know, if you can reduce those or eliminate those, that obviously is a positive for the environment.
That's the reason the town of Reynolds is getting the support of the state in its effort to become energy independent. Although everyone's not on board yet, town president Charlie Van Voorst is excited about what's to come. He says small town farming communities haven't seen a development this big in more than 100 years.
Oh my goodness, since I've grown up, I suppose you could talk about something to this magnitude would be when electricity came into our community.
So, town officials hope Reynolds is powered by pig poop and other alternative fuels by 2008. They say if things go well, their town could become the model for other small farm towns across the country. For the GLRC, I'm Latoya Dennis.